is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, what have you wasted money on? Now, you told me a story earlier on about something that that you bought in Lidl. You thought you were great. You thought it was going to help your fitness and everything else.
We bought two things in the, I can't remember whether it was Lidl or Aldi. We were going through this fitness stage. I think most of the money wasted is on fitness stuff. And we were in Lidl or Aldi one day and there was a cross trainer for sale. You know the cross trainer with the handles?
Yeah, great.
There. You know, like your skiing.
Brilliant, yep.
And I said, that'll be great in the bedroom. Let's buy that. And we also bought one of those big bouncy balls. You know, one of the gym balls.
Oh, yeah, we threw one of them out a few weeks ago.
Huge big balls.
Yeah.
Because I saw a fella on the telly doing great stuff with them and I said, let's buy those. So we spent 200 odd quid on buying it. Now, I have to tell you about the cross trainer. We used the cross trainer for the first week and it was great. You know, I'd have the Rocky music on in the bedroom and I'd be on the cross trainer. Doom, 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 doom. A week later, Adrian, the cross trainer made a lovely hanger for shirts. That's what it ended up doing. We ended up just hanging shirts on the cross trainer, on the handles. It just became a hanger for clothes. The ball, the gym ball, and most of you will know these big, huge gym balls. Once you blow them up, you can't deflate them. I arrived home one day and my wife was in a bad mood and she says, Jeremy, have you ever used that gym ball? Do you intend on using that gym ball?
And no was the answer.
It was bouncing in the spare room for about a month. She went to the kitchen and she got a knife out of the kitchen. She went in and she stabbed the gym ball profusely until it burst and said, get that effing thing out of the house now.
That was the end of that.
It was a waste of money.
Another waste of money.
But can I just say, cross trainers and exercise bikes do make great clothes hangers.
They do.
They're brilliant.
Actually, yeah, we have a treadmill. Use it for the same thing.
Absolutely. Hang your clothes out of it.
Peter, you're on 98FM. How are you, Peter?
Good morning, lads. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Peter. What have you wasted money on?
Oh, yeah, like Jeremy, watching the guys on the TV, the Ab Twist Pro.
Oh, I love the Ab Twist Pro, yeah.
I thought I was going to have these ripping abs, you know what I mean? And I thought I was going to be the next best thing. I looked at, you know what, I got a bit more muscle trying to make the thing.
Right, so did you ever use it?
Never.
Never?
It ended up in the shed. And I remember moving house and my old man was giving me a hand filling a skip and he looked at it and goes, I'm guessing that's going for the skip as well. It was brand spanking new, never used, and we threw it in the skip. What a waste of money.
Oh, what a waste of money.
Oh, lads, I swear to God, I didn't even get on it. I looked at it when it was made and I went, I'm not using that thing.
Well, we got a lovely treadmill in our house that was given to us by friends who bought it, and they spent big money on it, right? It's a proper gym one, a really good gym one.
Yes.
And they were about to throw it out. Now, I'm talking like a couple of grand's worth of a treadmill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, we did take it off them, and it is in one of our rooms in the house, and I do use it every now and again, but my only saving grace is I didn't buy it. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's also great for hanging your clothes.
Brilliant. Now, Peter, can I tell you something about those ads on the television? And we were all duped into them, Adrian. You know the ads where it shows a lovely ripped fella or a woman and they're doing this, you know, the Twist Pro waist or whatever it's called. What they don't tell you in those ads, Peter, and what they neglect to tell you, is that in order to get that body, you actually need to diet as well. The ads would make out that you just buy this thing and the abs pop.
It actually takes an awful lot of work.
Yeah.
You don't have to diet, Jeremy. You just look at the TV while you're on your Ab Twist Pro and it's going to happen for you.
It's like these, you know, every single person who's been in a reality TV show brings out a DVD.
Yeah.
How to get the perfect bum in 10 weeks by... Whoever.
Never happens.
You see these women in golden discs buying these DVDs like they're going out of fashion, Adrian, because Charlotte from Geordie Shore has a DVD that says, get the perfect bum in 10 weeks by watching my DVD. You don't need to watch a DVD to get a perfect bum, do you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if you have a perfect bum, have you
Thank
ever,
you. That's yeah. the nicest have you thing
you
ever said.
Have you ever watched Charlotte's DVD?
No.
What have
you wasted money on? Keep your messages coming in to us to 0877 98 98 98. Shane, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Shane?
Not too bad, lads. How are you?
Shane, what have you wasted money on?
A juicer, which I probably used once or twice, and then it's still sitting in the cupboard.
Would you believe that in the list of things that are a waste of money, number one on the list... juice machines.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's not, Joe, it is. It's not. It's the cleaning out of them. You don't mind making it. It's just the cleaning up after it. It's just a nightmare. That's why I don't use it.
Right, okay. So, go on, a juice machine. What else?
An exercise bike for the house.
Right, and...
me wedding.
Oh.
I know, we're still married. I love it.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Just wasting money sitting there watching people that we don't even see from one end of the year to the next with moany faces on them and not even enjoying themselves. Just, I'd never do it again.
You'd never do it again. It was, in fact, it was something we only spoke about on the programme last week. The amount of money people spend on weddings, and then when you look back on it, you think, really, why did I waste all that money?
It's the most expensive party you've ever had in your life. Not even a wedding, it's the most expensive. $29,500 on a party for one night.
All right, waste of money, but a juice maker, like I said, is on top of the list. Another thing that's on the list, by the way, Shane, which I bought a couple of months back, and I have to be honest, it's the best thing I ever bought. Now, they're expensive, but they're amazing. The Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, we have them. It's brilliant. They're brilliant. Absolutely.
Now, believe it or not, it's actually on the list that there's no need for one, but I think it's the best thing we ever got in the house. I don't mind.
They're light. Yeah, they're easy to use. You just plug them in, they charge up. Oh yeah, take them 20 minutes, gone.
Yeah, I actually, in our house now, I used to always whinge about doing the hoovering. I used to hate it, and now that we have this, I do it. Well, not, I won't say every day, but I do it regularly. I do it regularly. So, all right, good to talk to you, Shane. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898, and you can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898, like this one.
Lads, if you just want to exercise, you just have to go to the gym. If you're doing it at home, you just keep putting it off. You'll find another excuse. You'll wash the dishes. You'll bring the dog for a walk. You'll just find any excuse not to do a bit of exercise at home. So my advice would be, if you want to train, go to the gym. Early in the morning before work is the best bet.
Okay, very good. Thank you. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. What is the thing that you've wasted money on? Okay, there's a list of things, including juice machines, Dyson Hoovers. What else have you wasted money on, Lavinia?
Hi.
Hi, Lavinia. How are you?
Well, you know the little vacuums that you buy in Lidl, like for the car?
Oh, yes, 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 yeah.
I bought two of them, right?
You bought two of them?
Two of them in like, okay, it's a bit, probably in the course of 5 years. But who uses them? I never use them. I throw them in the bin, and I just threw one last week. So I spent like about €20. You spend in Lidl or Aldi or whatever. And I'm curious if somebody ever uses that.
Okay, so you've bought two of them, and have you ever cleaned the car?
I do clean the car, but you know, if you clean the car, you either clean it when you go wash your car, you know, with the proper vacuum, or you know, you give it to somebody for a cleaning. You pay somebody for it, but I always thought that, you know, when you have like, you know, the little vacuum cleaner that you could just clean the dust around and all that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking woman here, but never use it, actually.
All right. So here's my advice, yeah? And I'm not a walking advertisement for them because I had to pay for the bloody thing. But the Dyson vacuum becomes a mini one for the car as well, if you want. They're deadly, they are.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just put the little head on it and then it's suddenly a handheld one for the car and all that. So that's what I'd recommend. They are expensive, though. Anyway, thank you, Lavinia. Lauren, you're on 98FM. How are you, Lauren?
Hiya, good morning.
Lauren, what have you wasted money on?
I have to say nearly everything that's been mentioned.
Oh, really?
The cross trainer, I've done that. Not as bad anymore, but yeah, the cross trainer is, yeah, great clothes hanger. That's about it.
Yep.
That's all it's good for. I have bought that ab thing, also the Nutribullet. I bought one of them. I have the juicer, and although I did use the juicer, but the Nutribullet, I think I used it about twice, and that's all under the sink. So I'm not on Groupon as well. I used to buy little things on Groupon, and they'd never come out of the boxes. So I was awful looking. I'm not as bad now, but and the gym memberships as well. All that, done it all.
Gym memberships, like I said, is what sparked this conversation today. Yeah. A fifth of people who take out gym membership never go to the gym or go less than 10 times in a year. So you may as well not be going at all if it's less than 10 times in a year.
If I could get back all the money I wasted on the gym, I could probably buy a new car.
Here's another thing that's on the list of wastes of money. Bottled water. People buying trays of bottled water when in most places in Dublin your tap water is just as good as the bottled water. Why would you need bottled water for your house?
Yeah, I use my drink out of the tap, but my kids won't drink out of the tap. They'll only drink bottled water.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're real snobby like that with their water. But my son, yeah, he knows the big deal. He won't drink the water unless it's in the bottle. And I do. I buy trays and trays of bottled water, which, you know, you see it all being thrown out, all the bottles, and it is. It's horrible. It is horrible, like, you know, but yeah, I do that. But I drink the tap water.
You drink the tap water?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So do I. I'm quite happy with the tap water. My missus loves bottled water now. She buys trays and trays of it. But all right, good to talk to you, Lauren. And finally, Sinead, tell me about the money wasting in your house.
My sister's husband, for her 30th birthday party, bought her a set of drums, a big professional set of drums, like they were a couple of €1,000.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't even play drums, she plays no instruments. At the moment,
he bought her a drum kit, a professional drum kit.
Yeah, yeah.
And had she even ever vaguely expressed an interest in playing the drums?
No.
Really?
No, never.
And does he play the drums?
No.
So it's not like he can be accused of even buying it for himself?
No, no. They're like the two of them always buy things that they never use.
But that's just the ultimate and bizarre.
Yeah.
A whole drum kit and neither of them plays the drums and he bought them for her and she'd no interest whatsoever.
No. And sure, they couldn't play them. They were so loud. They're like a professional drum kit. So they're so loud. So the neighbours, like, you wouldn't be able to play them because the neighbours would go mad.
That's unbelievable. And what?
And sure, now all the set has gone up into the attic.
And will stay there till the day they move out.
Well, the big bass drum wouldn't fit through the attic door.
So what do they do with that?
It's in the baby room and they use it kind of as a table.
Isn't that mad? And what? Have you ever asked them, like, why?
No, not really, no.
Oh, I'd have to ask that question. I'd need to know why. What was going through his mind when he walked into the music shop and bought a set of drums? But anyway. Yeah. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And oh my God, Adrian, the Dyson V10 Animal is the best thing I ever bought. The worst thing I ever bought and never used was the Nutribullet and juicers and the Tassimo coffee maker. Now, I have to admit, I did buy a Tassimo coffee maker, but I do use it. I use it every day. But anyway, the Dyson, brilliant. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.